Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Hey guys, today is part three in our mini series on Facebook Messenger marketing. And today's episode is sponsored by Opesta, which is a Facebook Messenger marketing automation platform. And if you heard the previous episode with Ethan Sigmund talking all about Facebook Messenger marketing funnels, well, Ethan is the founder and CEO of Opesta. Opesta allows you to do behavior-based marketing within the Messenger platform. And I've now used both ManyChat and Opesta, and between ease of use, the behavioral-based marketing, and the cool additional marketing automation things that you can do with Opesta, I've moved over to using Opesta in my business, and I love it. And as I mentioned, Opesta was started by an early student of mine. His name's Ethan Sigmund, and he was a guest on the podcast last week. He's also on the podcast two different times before that, talking about Instagram ads and Facebook ads. And this is exactly another reason why I like Opesta so much. It's because Ethan has a Facebook marketing background, and he's been doing this stuff a long time. So he just gets it. He gets how Messenger automation fits into getting results on Facebook. Now, in full disclosure, I'm an advisor to Opesta because I believe so strongly in Ethan and what he and his team are doing with Messenger automation. So if you'd like to check out Opesta and sign up for a free trial, you can go to rickmulready.com/Opesta. Again, that's rickmulready.com/OPESTA. All right, let's jump into today's episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? How's it going? So good to be back with you here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast for episode number 220. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, of this year's podcast. If you're new here, what's up? Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Make sure that you subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any episodes that I've got coming your way here on the podcast. Have you been listening for a while? Maybe you've been listening for the past 219 episodes. Thank you. It's actually more than 219 because I actually don't count the quick tip episodes as numbers. So I don't know what we're at, like 240 or something like that. Regardless, if you've been listening for any period of time, thank you so much. Welcome back. Super appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And as always, my goal here for the podcast is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies so that you can have a bigger impact and you can help more people. And thus, in the process, have a better life, right? That's what this is all about. On today's show, we are continuing our Facebook Messenger marketing mini-series. And today I'm joined by one of my FB Ad Manager and ROI Club students. His name is Steve Loisel. And Steve is a former police officer. I don't know why, as I just said that, as when I said Steve's name, I felt like a game show host. Today on the game show, Steve Loisel. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm in a weird mood right now. Steve is a former police officer who decided to start a Facebook ads management business earlier in 2018. He lives up in Eastern Canada, somewhere between Ottawa and Montreal. And he's only been doing his Facebook ad management business for about 10 months. And he's been getting great results for his clients in a very short amount of time. He serves local businesses and realtors. And I asked him to come on the show here to share a case study of a recent Facebook Messenger campaign that he ran for a local snow plowing business. He spent about $500 on Facebook ads, and the business owner closed about 90 leads. They generated a lot of leads. They closed 90 leads, and they generated in the ballpark. And I'm saying in the ballpark because the client didn't want Steve to share exact numbers, which is totally cool. But they generated in the ballpark of somewhere in the $30,000 to $50,000 in revenue. So between $30,000 and $50,000 in revenue on a Facebook ad spend of $500. Not a bad ROI, right? 10xing his spend, roughly. Not too shabby. In fact, as you're going to hear, the snow plowing business, which is a guy just by himself, from my understanding, this campaign gave him way too much business that he could handle. And apparently he was, Steve talks about it here. He was looking to hire some help after this campaign because it worked so well. So today you're going to learn how Steve got this snow plowing client, how understanding the pain points of people when it comes to snowstorms there in Eastern Canada helped Steve craft an offer that they wanted to test. And this offer did really, really well. We talk about why Steve started off his campaign with an awareness style video ad that had no call to action. And this was something that his client was very reluctant about. And Steve had to sit down with him and kind of educate him as to how Facebook ads work, because his client apparently thought that this type of video was going to produce results. It was going to produce leads off of the video. And Steve had to, you know, educate him and just let him know how things work. So we talk about why Steve did this awareness style video, what the video was all about. We get into how Steve targeted his ads. It was all cold targeting. And what he was running into was the more detailed targeting that he layered on. Since they were targeting just a local area in Eastern Canada, the more interest that they layered on, that audience got really, really small. So he went broader. So we get into how Steve targeted his ad. Steve used some scarcity in his offer. So we talk about why and how Steve used scarcity in that offer to move people to take action. We break down the entire Messenger ad sales funnel step by step. So this is something that what my goal here for this is for you to hear this case study and go and be able to replicate something like this for either your own business or for if you're managing ads for somebody else. And if it makes sense for them, maybe to do it for their business as well. And then Steve shares how he leveraged his Messenger subscribers. So all the customers that they got from this campaign, he then decided to make a referral offer to those customers. So all the new customers, he reached out, made a referral offer, and that resulted in 20 additional customers with no additional ad spend. Really, really smart stuff here by Steve. Super pumped for him and what he's able to do for this local business using a very smart Facebook Messenger campaign. So without further ado, let's go find out all about it, how he did it. Let's break it all down for you, and let's go hang out with Steve Loisel. Steve, welcome to the podcast. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. We were just talking right before we got recording here. This is your first ever podcast interview.
It is. It is. And I'm very excited to be here. Very honored to be here. And
Well, I'm glad to have you on here. And you're also just telling me that you just started your business in January. So it's the middle-ish of November 2018. So you've been in business now about 10 months. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, about 10 months.
And you're managing ads for other businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. I am actually growing my own business and growing other people's businesses. So it's actually pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, I mean, yeah. we're gonna be talking about a specific campaign that you've been running for a local snow plowing company. Now, you're up in Eastern Canada. You were telling me that you're somewhere between Ottawa and Montreal. So certainly a lot of snow up there during the wintertime. And this campaign is a messenger campaign. So we're going to get into all that. But, you know, let's share a little bit about what the journey's been like this year in growing your ads business.
It's been a challenge for me. I was never really into marketing. I was actually a police officer before, so it was actually a total shift for me. But I've always been good with helping people, and always been, I think, a great seller, a great talker, and so that's basically how I started my. I was actually taking a martial arts class for Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Okay. And I was actually, I just started to do, just to do like flyers and stuff like that for them, and just, you know, trying stuff in Photoshop and just doing like free advertisements for them. And the another company actually approached our dojo and just asked them, like, where do you get your posters from and all that. So I saw the potential for that. And then I was doing mostly content marketing, and then I found out all about the Facebook ads, and that's how I got into it.
I love it. So, former police officer who decided to start a Facebook ads management business.
Yeah. So I've actually I'm doing that like full time right now. I just have a little side gig right now, which I work like 5 hours a week, 2 hours a week.
Okay.
But I'm doing my business full time right now, and it's been going good so far. Anyways, very happy about it.
That's awesome. So what's your niche? Is it just local businesses in general, or is there a specific niche within local businesses?
Yeah. See, when I first started, I was making the mistake that everyone's making, and I was trying to serve everyone.
Yep.
It actually went. I got some clients, but I was having a hard time with those clients. And then when I took your course, I learned all about that after. But yeah, so I was right now. I'm helping realtors specifically. So I niche down with realtors and local businesses. I don't have a specific niche with my local businesses yet. Mostly realtors and local businesses.
Awesome. Awesome. And so did you know Facebook ads before you, and I'm not trying to tout my course or anything like that. Did you know ads before that? Because you're not very far into the business and you're getting really, really good results for your clients, which I love seeing. So where did that experience and confidence come from an ads perspective?
Yeah, so I always actually it was mostly online at the beginning, just for myself, try to learn, you know, like everybody else is doing pretty much. I was actually I tried to test it out, and it was working, and sometimes it wasn't working. But then I found your podcast, and I learned so much from that, and then, you know, took your course. And I've actually learned like those specifics that I needed to learn.
Gotcha.
For me to help me out. Yeah, and I haven't been in your course for a long time. I think it's like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, I was just going to say a couple months. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell me about this. Number one, you got this snow plowing client. And I want to start off there with how did you get that client, first of all?
That came actually from your course, Rick. I actually did a proposal. I've noticed. So I was thinking I could get new clients, especially in my local area. There's only like 10,000 people. So I was thinking about, you know, how can I get more clients for me? I've actually set up the pipeline, and, you know, but I said, how could I actually go and, you know, and meet those people and try to engage with those people? And so I just found his, I saw that, first of all, he didn't have a website. He wasn't really advertising and stuff. And I've noticed that, you know, at this time of the year, he would probably want to, you know, make some offers and make as much money as he can, because he's doing a snow removal. He has a snow removal company.
Yeah.
So I just did a proposal, and I sent him a message, and I said, hey, I have a proposal for you. Here's a proposal. If you ever, you're like interested, you want to chat about it, let me know. And he called me back right after, probably like a day or two after. And we started discussing the, like why it would be good for him and all that. And we went from there.
So did you know who he was? Like, how did you identify, like, hey, I'm going to go after this, you know, after this, this business here to try to work with them?
I didn't know him personally. I knew that he was operating, because I'm from this area also. I knew he was operating.
So you saw him out, like, you've seen him out before.
Yeah, I've seen him out before. I've seen like his billboards and stuff like that. He doesn't have really a, online presence, but like billboards and flyers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And you said you reached out to him. How did you reach out to him?
I sent him a, I think it was a Facebook message.
Okay.
Message. I prepared the proposal, just a Facebook message. And, you know, I said, hey, you don't have a website and all that. And I know you're preparing. I was telling him, I know you want to prepare for your snow removal and you want to make the best year out of this year and all that. Mm-hmm. So, and he was actually really interested and we went from there.
Awesome. So how did you come up with the strategy? You've identified him, you've connected with him, and he's like, okay, yeah, let's do this. Obviously, the goal here is to get more clients, right? More snow plowing clients for the winter time. So knowing that, what was the first step there in figuring out, okay, what's the offer going to be?
Well, for me, what I was thinking about is that, you know, since it's a local community, people, you know, the word goes around fast, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about mostly like engaging with his audience. And when we did his first campaign, we actually did a video campaign, and it was only him going to a charity location and offering. The offer was actually he's going to give out $50 to a charity for snowsuits for children.
Okay.
So that was the first video that we did. It wasn't like it was really to get as much client. That wasn't the goal. Like my strategy was to get him out there and get his name out as much as we could before we actually put a real, like a super good offer.
Yeah.
So we actually did, I did that campaign. We did a video view campaign for the video, and we actually got like over, I think it was like 13,000 reach and almost 10K views, like 200 shares on that. So like it worked out really, really well.
And all it was like, was this like a professionally done video, or was this where you're talking like grabbing the smartphone and recording?
Yeah. You know, and you always say that, Rick. And I'm like, you know, I wanted to try that. Yeah. I wanted to try it. So I said, you know what? Cause he was talking about hiring someone and getting like a professional video and all that. And I said, you know what? Let's actually try, just take your cell phone and go there and do it. And that's what he did. Came out just fine, you know, and that was it. It was really good.
I love it. And so the idea here was to just build some awareness, in the local area there. Were you building engagement audiences as well of the video viewers?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Okay.
We did. We actually used it in a, like just a little bit after in our other campaign there for our major offer, but yes, we did.
Okay. Now, how did you target this video? Did you just blanket the area? Like, or is it just pretty much like a geographic targeting with an age range?
See, yeah, it was, that's the thing, Rick, because I was trying to narrow it down as much as we could. And we did like our market research and all that. And I found it very difficult to try to, you know, pinpoint and target in the detailed targeting because I was losing so much audience.
Yeah, sure.
So I said, you know what, we're just going to target an age range and like postal code location.
Yep.
And we're going to let Facebook's algorithm actually do the work for us. And it did. It worked. And it went super good from that point.
Love it. So you've got this awareness style video ad. You did a video view campaign.
Yeah.
Then what was the next campaign that you guys ran?
So the next campaign was actually the offer. So we did a messenger objective because I figured out that, you know, people in the local community wants to be well taken care of. You know, they don't really want to go on the landing page, put in their email. Mm-hmm. So they want to feel like someone's talking to them, right?
Yeah.
Especially after the video that we did, the awareness video. So we actually set up a messenger campaign, and it was the offer was a free balcony clearing. So if you would sign up with his snow removal services for like your driveway for the year, mm-hmm. he would clear your balcony for free.
Like your porch or your,
so that
like,
was the,
do you mean like your,
yeah,
like
your porch? Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Stairs, porch. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So for like, you know, and I was thinking, you know, for pain points and all that before we did that, you know, people don't like shoveling. So I said, you know, we're going to give it a try. And and it worked amazingly. It worked really good.
So the offer is if you sign up for the season, is that right?
Like he has a contract. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Plowing. So sign up for like a plowing contract for this winter. And when you do, I will also, when I'm plowing you there, I'll also clean off your stairs or your porch or your balcony?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool. So what did the Messenger campaign look like? I love that you thought about the offer from a pain points perspective. Everyone, like, the inevitably the question is always like, well, what should my offer be? And it's like, well, you know, they're asking me this question. And I'm like, well, you know your target audience the best, or you know your, hopefully you know your client's target audience the best. And so, you know, what are the pain points, what are the challenges? So,
yeah, and if you don't, you need to. It's very important. Yeah, super important.
Exactly. So you recognize that a pain point is, they don't want to get out and clean off their stairs, clean off their porch or whatever. And so the offer, this guy will come clean it off when he comes to plow. Okay, awesome. Now you're going to be doing a Messenger campaign. I love the mindset behind why you wanted to test a Messenger campaign. You're saying, well, we want to show the local community that, you know, we care. There's a way to connect here. I can connect on a one-to-one basis here. Which we've been talking about in this Messenger miniseries here on the podcast. So what did that Messenger funnel look like? So they click on the ad. I'm assuming they're using the messages objective. So take us through the whole funnel there.
So what we did is we actually set it up. So Messenger ad, people, click the ad and goes directly. So what I did is I really want to make people feel welcome. So we actually invented a receptionist for him. So I put out her name was Julie. So a picture and, you know, like, hey, my name is Julie. Thank you for taking on the offer. And it was actually very basic questions asking. And we were just asking, would you like to save? So we were putting those key questions in the Messenger bot. So we would ask, like, would you like to save? And, you know, the buttons were like, yes, I want to save with a thumbs up, and no, I don't like to save. So it was, you know, dragging people more towards the, you know, saving.
Yep.
And we were only asking for, if we could ask for the information, they would give us their address, their phone number. So we had those two point of contacts right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would follow up with that lead. He would call them or book a time with them just to let them know, like, okay, here's your price. Here's your estimate for your snow removal.
Gotcha. Okay. So I want to back up there a little bit. So what did the ad look like?
Yeah.
Like what was the copy like? What was the call to action there?
The call to action was, it was just an image with, it was actually a dog, which was pretty funny. Why we chose that image was because we know that, you know, people like to interact a lot with animals for whatever reason. So we just tested it out, and it was like, yeah.
Wait, it was just a dog
with a shovel. And
Okay. Go ahead. I'm cutting you off there. That was my question. Yeah. Like, are we just talking a regular dog here or what?
No. So it was a dog with a shovel and a scarf, you know, something like cute that I found that the local people would like. And yeah, that was the image. And it's like, you know, free balcony clearing. That was it. And then the call to action, like, the copy was just, you know, hey, we want to serve you this winter. We all know that, you know, people don't like to shovel all that snow coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting, you know, we were going, focusing on the weather because it was getting cold here. So we were like saying, you know, it's getting colder and colder. It winter is coming. You cannot, you know, escape it pretty much. Yeah. So here's your offer right now for you. Also, Rick, I would like to point out that just before I forget, we actually used a lot of scarcity in that.
Okay.
So that was we used 15. So like the first 15 clients would get that offer.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So a very conversational, you know, ad copy there, knowing your target audience, knowing what the service is. I love it. So, you know, so are you telling them this is one of the things we talk about a lot. If you're doing a Messenger ad, that's a click to Messenger, meaning you click on the ad. It's just like a normal newsfeed style ad. But when they click on the ad, it pops Facebook Messenger there to start that Messenger conversation. Are you letting them know that that is going to happen?
Yes, the, at the end of the copy. So with the call to action, we actually told them, he said, like, click here, click the send message button. It will bring you up to our receptionist in Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Pretty much it was what it was.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And so that started. And so when they did that, what was the next action? What happened in the, within Messenger at that point?
So when they did that, so they were just going to Messenger, and then that bot that we built for that campaign would actually pop up with the picture, like I said, asking them, you know, just acknowledging that they're here for that promotion. So that was very important to us, so they don't feel lost.
Yeah.
So we did that, and that was, it was just, you know, very, very plain and simple after that. Very, you know, click here. Do you want the promotion? Yes or no? It was mostly, you know, here, put in your information, and we'll do a free estimate for you and come back to you with the price. And you now have the promotion for, you're now like part of the 15 clients, pretty much what it was.
Okay, gotcha. So all it was just a simple automated bot message, like response there with, I love, is it Julie?
Yeah.
Julie was the receptionist person?
Yeah, it was Julie.
Okay, great. Yeah. I love it. And you asked their address.
Julie did amazing work.
Julie made it all happen. So Julie asked for the address and phone number, and so that he can get back to them as quickly as possible with an estimate on how much it would cost. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he gets on the phone with them.
After that, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. What we did after that, and I think that's going to be a little bit further on, but we actually used that audience after to make some more money without costing any money. So I'll bring you into that if you want a little bit after the
discount. Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely come back to that. So the whole interaction on Messenger was to gather that phone number and the address so that your client here could jump on the phone with them and give them an estimate for how much it would cost to plow them out this season. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And even he would also go to their home and just do the free estimate, and then either come back here on Facebook Messenger and give them their price, or he would call them right away. It would really depend on his preference there.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. I wonder if he could use like Google Maps Street View or something like that too. And that would save him time.
Yeah, we actually thought about that. It's just because, you know, sometimes there were some other issues with that. I actually thought about that, but he didn't really like the idea.
He wants to go himself. Yeah, I could hear that. I got you.
Yeah, he wants to go himself. And I mean, like, you know, in our local area, it's really not that far to go. It's a very small town. So, yeah. And by doing that bot, I was actually saving him like so much time that he had time to do it. Stuff. So yeah,
love it. So he gets him on the phone, and he's basically closing them on the phone, if you will. Is that right?
Yeah, he closed a lot. Like we got, for that campaign, I think we got like over 70 people closed leads within that campaign within like 2 weeks.
Wow.
So he was like, he was super excited.
I would imagine.
And so was I, actually.
So yeah. I would imagine. So 70 leads. Yeah. How much did you spend on that campaign from an ads perspective?
If I'm not mistaken, it was about like $400 or $500 for that campaign.
Okay.
So it was nothing. Like it was only $500, and like cost per lead were like between $3, and then it went up to like maximum was like $12 a lead.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was really, really good, you know, because he was getting like $3 cost per lead, like CPMs per messages. And, you know, he would sell like his service was like between $300 and $400 a client. So it was, you know, it was insane.
Okay. So that was my next question is that's 70 leads, ad spend of $500. What kind of revenue did he do from this? Yeah.
Well, he didn't really want me to disclose it, but I would, you know, like,
fair enough.
We could go like, you know, between 30K and like 50K.
Okay.
He made between for that campaign. Yeah.
That's awesome. Between 30 and 50K on a spend of $500.
Yeah, within like 2 weeks.
I love it. So yeah. So he's a believer. He's a believer in Facebook ads now.
Oh, he is now. He is now. And you know what, Rick? He wasn't at the beginning. Because when we actually did the video, you know, in his mind, he was going to get clients right away from his video.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, Rick, but I actually posted on the Facebook group that, you know, my client was giving me a hard time because he wasn't really believing on his return of ad spend and all that at the beginning.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, sat down with him and I said, you know, you need to trust me on this. Like, we had amazing results with your, you know, our video views objective. Like, it did its job.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's time to do the funnels and like to actually make an offer and, you know, get some leads and close those leads. And now he's a firm believer of Facebook ads. He actually called me a week ago to run other ads for him again. So
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you basically roughly 10x'd his spend for what you guys did there. Now, you kind of teased something that you guys did with, there was like a next level of this campaign. What was that all about?
Yeah, well, you know, Rick, because, you know, that first campaign that we did, you have to remember, this was like cold targeting. Like, you know, we targeted the custom audience from the first video that we did. But it didn't work, you know, that well because he has like a snow removal company on his page, but he also has like, he's also known for like a farmer's market. So he has a farm. So during the summertime, he grows like, you know, strawberries and all that. So he had like a mixture of clients.
Okay.
But yeah, this campaign did, the first campaign was actually cold targeting. So it actually did very, very well for like cold targeting for that first campaign, for like the between 30K and 50K
sure.
Revenue. Uh-huh. So we said, how can we scale that now? You know, like we were actually, I was at that point, like, how can I scale this? Like, this is going so good. Like, we need to do something else. So what we did is, of course, we create like custom audiences and all that, but I actually created a custom audience of people who messaged, you know, on the first campaign, people who messaged, and people who like, those are people that bought.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and then I created a custom audience and I created a lookalike audience of that to retarget the lookalike audience.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
So we did that same thing, but for the Messenger campaign, Messenger bot, what we did is I said, how can I use this to actually make him more money without, you know, him spending another dollar on ad spend? So we created a campaign within ManyChat. And we actually targeted everyone who registered with his business, so like over 70 people and more. And we did a campaign and we said, okay, here's an offer for you guys. We did like a broadcast message with a new bot saying, if you refer someone, like now that you're a client with us, now that you sign with us, we want to offer you more. So if you refer someone, we'll give you back $50 on your contract.
Ah, okay. I love it.
Get what I'm saying? So yeah, so this actually brought him like 20 more clients.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
This dude's going to be super busy this winter.
He's, you know what? There was actually a snowstorm not too long ago and he called me, he's like, I am extremely busy. I'm like, well, good.
Yeah, really.
I'm like, you know, and that was the whole point about this, right? And he was like, he's happy. He's figuring out his business now because actually he got over... He made the calculation. He told me he got over like 120 more clients this year within like a month.
Wow.
So it's yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was actually pretty good. Yeah. So that's how we use the messenger bot there to like actually leverage the bot without spending any more money.
Yeah.
So he actually made like, I think it was like 20 more clients that he signed between $300 and $400 each.
Yeah.
And he only had to give back $50 to the, signing customers.
Yeah. What did that message look like? I mean, I know you said you set up like a broadcast message. Everyone always wants to, they always want the magic sauce, right? For what does that language look like? What's the copy look like? You know? So do you remember kind of what that was like?
I'm trying to just find it right here for you, but yeah. It was very like personal. And, you know, since we're in the local community, like I said, like people want to feel taken care of And, you know, the more they save, and it's like that for everyone, actually, but the more they save, the more they like. So
totally.
The more they'll refer your services. So it was very like, you know, hey, thank you so much for like for signing up with us, for trusting us this year. And we actually just pitched out the offer right away. Here's, would you like to save more money this year? So they actually saved on their balcony offer, right?
Yep.
And we just told them, like, would you like to save more money this year? And then that would pique their interest right away. And they would click, you know, yes, I want to save, or no, I don't want to save. And then from that point, we would say, okay, here's, we got a good deal for you. We got something to offer you since you signed up with us, pretty much. And you know, if you refer someone to us and he signs a contract, we'll give you back an additional $50, and you also keep the free like a balcony clearing.
That's great.
So yeah.
So did you teach yourself, like you said that you use ManyChat, did you teach yourself ManyChat? Did you know it already, or what was that like for you?
I did, right? I did. It was a lot of testing for me. I actually tried it on my personal page.
Okay.
But yes, it was actually the first time I've used it. It was, and you know, I've actually, I think you had something in the ROI club not too long ago about a messenger funnel or something like that.
Yep.
So I've learned from that. And I'm not, I'm not getting paid to say this, guys, but I've actually learned a lot from that, tutorial video that I think it was Skylar that taught this video.
Yep.
So I've learned from that and basically, you know, did my stuff from that and learned and tried.
Gotcha.
And, but no, to answer your question, I wasn't an expert at all with the ManyChat.
Well, I love that you jumped in and tested it. You know, like this is one of those things where I tell people, you know, and we've been talking about it here in the mini series about, look, if you're just starting out in your marketing, I don't recommend starting with Messenger, because most people think like Messenger is like that sexy, shiny new object that's been around for, I mean, it's new, quote unquote, it's been around for a while, but they think that, ooh, Messenger, it sounds really cool. And of course it is, but it's not the solution. It's not the cure all for a broken funnel or not understanding the marketing fundamentals of what you're running. And so, Steve, you understood what you wanted to accomplish with the client. You understood who their target audience, who his target audience was, and what their pain points were. And you know, you had a great offer to come up with. So, and your thought process for why you wanted to test Messenger out was spot on. You know, look, this is a local business, and we want to make sure that we can connect with the local area and, you know, and put an offer out there and just try to connect with them on a one-to-one basis and let them know that they are supported and, you know, we're, you know, a friendly local business. So we're going to test Messenger. I love it, man. I love it. What did you learn from this that you're going to do next time?
I would probably go more into, you know, with the Messenger bot, I would probably go like maybe ask more questions to make it easier on my client, I guess. You know, like we could have probably did like a free estimate right there and then from the messenger, asking maybe their, you know, dimensions for their driveway right there.
Yep.
And that could have been something, you know, maybe just like push a little bit more the messenger bot with questions and stuff like that. But, and like you said, Rick, it's not, you know, it's very, it is hard with the messenger objective, but I knew that we were going to have great results because, you know, it's a local community. And I found from my experience that, you know, people, especially in local areas, they don't really know what a landing page is and what, you know, like what that does. So I found that way really communicating with them and, you know, having that chat with them could actually, you know, help them out. And you know what? I forgot to say this, but we actually, when people were putting in their address in my funnel there, Rick, we actually, in ManyChat, you can put on, you know, an action that tells your business or your client, hey, someone, you know, did that action in ManyChat, so you might want to take a look at that. So that was very important, so that he knows that someone took an action that we wanted.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Steve, such good stuff here, man. I'm so pumped for you. I can imagine that he's already going to be booking you in for next winter. It sounds like he's got a pretty full plate for this winter already. He needs to hire some other people to plow for him. Like,
well, that was the issue, Rick. We actually joked about that because, you know, like not too long after I ran his campaigns and all that, I saw some ads from like just organically on his Facebook page. Hey, I'm looking for people to clear balconies this winter.
I bet.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah,
I love it.
But no, he already contacted me, Rick, to do like, you know, another campaign for him pretty soon, and for his farming,
yeah,
his farmer's market this summer. So that's going to be interesting also.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I am super, super pumped for you. Nice work, my man. Really good stuff. And I want to make sure that people can connect with you, Steve. What's the best way for them to do that if they want to reach out and learn more about what you've got going on there?
Well, I actually did a free PDF for listeners today. So if you guys want to check it out, it's at lightning-media.ca/Rick Mulready. So, and then you can connect me on Facebook, Lightning Media Inc., or Instagram, Lightning Media Inc.
Okay. I want to repeat that URL again. So it's lightning-media.ca/Rick Mulready. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. And what is the PDF about?
It's just the like the funnel that I did for the beginning of the campaign. It's just a little funnel that I did. I put it into a PDF, and I've actually put the image that I used and the video that I used also on there, so you guys can take a look at it.
Oh, okay, awesome. Thanks for doing that, man. So lightning-media.ca/Rick Mulready, and then I'll make sure and link up all of Steve's URLs for everybody in the show notes page for today's episode. Steve, thank you so much for coming on here and taking us through this funnel. Congrats again on all your success. I'm super pumped for you.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me. It was an honor to be here.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show today. I really appreciate you listening to The Art of Paid Traffic each and every week. If you'd like to win a 30-minute strategy session with me, I'd love to hear from you over on Facebook Messenger. All you have to do is give me your feedback on this podcast. And specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to hear more of, like topics, guests, style of the show, frequency, length of the episodes, any ideas and feedback that you want to share with me. I'd love to hear them from you. So to share those ideas and that feedback, message me over on Facebook. I'm rickmulready.com/messenger. That'll pop Messenger and you can message me right there. And when you message me with your ideas and feedback, I'm going to pick one person at random at the end of each month to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. We can talk about your Facebook ads or growing your business, online marketing strategy, growing a team, whatever it is that you'd like to talk about, we can chat about it during that strategy session. So message me over on Facebook Messenger, rickmulready.com/messenger, and share your ideas and feedback on the podcast here with me. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. I really appreciate that. And as always, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I've got more great content coming your way next week here on the show. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working, right? And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.